Today's Shir Mishav B'Yomi is Simon Shin Yud Sif Ches. Kli sheyesh alav davar ha'asar v'davar ha'mutar mutar l'katalo. So now we're coming to the halacha that Shulchan Aruch is continuing now his discussion of basal davar ha'asar and tzotel min atzad. He's discussing now specifically the issue of a basar l'davar ha'asar v'ha'mutar, where the basis holds both muksa and non-muksa items. For example, a coal shovel, which contains non-muksa ashes and muksa wood chips. As we will see, in some cases, the basis is going to be mutter to move. Additionally, he's going to go over the principle that even when the base is not muksa, as a basis, one has to, when possible, shake off the muksa before moving it in order to avoid indirectly transporting the muksa items. Therefore, if one can find a way to move the ashes without the wood chips, without great difficulty, he must do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the mutter ashes under discussion were not formed on Shabbos. Ashes formed on Shabbos, those are going to be mukta due to nolad. An item that came totally into existence on Shabbos has clearly not been prepared for use prior to Shabbos, and is going to be also to move just like muktzah, and it's going to therefore lead to a discussion of similar examples of nolad that are usher, and the status of mixtures of permitted and forbidden ashes. If the permitted ashes comprise the rov, can we apply the principle of bittul barov? When can we? When can't we? And let's begin. As we said, kli sheyesh alav davar usher davar mutter, a kli upon with both a mukta item and a non-mukta item can be moved. Such a basis is not a basis of davar asr, it's asr mutter, and it can be moved. Kigon, like a machta sheyesh aleha, for example, a coal shovel, sheyesh aleha ba'od yom, which from before Shabbos it contained afer, sheyesh aleha ba'od yom afer, shemutel katalo l'chasus bo rok otsoa. It has both ashes which can be moved to cover rok, saliva, or tsoa, excrement. The yeshaleh agam kain shivay eitzim. It also has wood chips, which are asur betilta, hevasurim betilta, which cannot be moved. So he says, mutter l'talta l'amachta kemoshihi. You'll be able to go ahead and move the shovel as is. Ukigon, but he explains that this kula specifically applies shedavar amutter chashav b'davar asur. In a case where the permitted item, the non-mukta item, is more chashuv than the mukta item, midavar aser, shedavar amutter chashuv midavar aser. Aval in davar aser chashuv yosef midavar amutter. But if the davar aser is more chashuv than the davar hamutter, batal etzlo v'aser l'tapelo. Then, if the forbidden item, the mukta item, is more important than the heter item is considered batal, negligible in relation to it, and it is thus going to be usr to move the kli which the two items rest. It will be viewed as a basis ledavar ha-asr. V'tam heter tiltul zeh, the basis for this heter to indirectly move the mukta wood chips, mishum delo efshal amitka kitma l'chudeh, because it's impossible to take hold of the ashes alone, afilu yishadei leba mi'amachte, even if you were to discard them from the shovel, o imsarach l'makayim hamachte, or that one needs to make use of the place that the shovel occupies, and therefore he would not be able to knock it off, as we explained earlier in Shin Tes. So let's look now at the Mishnah Berurah, some very important Mishnah Berurahs here. Sif katan lamid bais. So we have here sheyesh alav ba'od yom, this coal shovel, which from before Shabbos contained ashes and these wood chips. Lafuke in husak b'Shabbos. This is to exclude if wood was burned and the ashes were formed on Shabbos itself. The asa b'zel kulei alma mishum nolad, as we said in the introduction, in which case it is asa to move the ashes according to all opinions based on nolad. The nasa ma'ase chadash, because we become a totally new entity. The mikara etzim, the hashta efer. Originally it was wood, and now it is acid, ashes. im nisarev efer hamuter be efer ha'aser. He continues on now and he says, if this the permitted ashes became mixed with forbidden ashes, let's say a shtickle chiddush here, va'aser lo haya nikar kodim shenisarev, and the forbidden ashes were not discernible prior to becoming mixed in, batel berov. The aser ashes are going to be batel berov. They're going to be nullified to the non-muksa majority of the mixture. I haya nikar, because if the aser ashes had been discernible, came along, behold, the davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batel. Because if they had been discernible before they were mixed with the permitted ashes, so then we have an established principle that bittul does not work on something davar sheyesh lo matirin, even be'elef lo batel. Something's going to eventually become mutter. We can't use the mechanism of bittul. So that's going to be the case here. Umuksa yesh lo matirin be'erev, and muksa is going to be mutter after Shabbos. So this is a big yisayit here. And comes the chayadam, he says, kasav chayadam, nirali, the mayim hanotvim min ha'ilos b'mei nisan. What happens if you have this water that comes from the trees during nisan? Asurin gam kem shum lo, it's also going to be nolad. V'lo amina b'zeh the batal. We're not going to say that it's batal. Taha tipa notefas haysa nikar kodem shenis arev ha'mayim. Because the tipa that drops out of the tree was already its own entity before it got mixed in the water. And we say, so we have here the following scenarios that the Mishnah Brura is clarifying for us. And number one is, we're assuming here that the ashes are nolad gomor, meaning we don't hold that every case of nolad is aser on Shabbos. It might only be aser on Yom Tov. Because items that did exist before Shabbos in some fashion, because they changed forms, is not going to be muksa on Shabbos. An example of this is a bone that was stripped of its meat during Shabbos. At the onset of Shabbos, the bone was considered subordinate to the meat, which is fit for the human consumption. Once separated from the meat, the bone is fit only for animals. Now, while all agree that the first category of nolad gamur is mutza on Shabbos, some hold, right, it's not simple, that the second category is not. So, Mr. Brewer here obviously is understanding that ashes are considered a totally new entity. And therefore, it's for sure this first category of mukza, and it's going to be us. Okay. So then it goes ahead, and it gets mixed with permitted ashes, meaning ashes that were formed before Shabbos. So they got mixed. Now, how did they get mixed? They got mixed because the wood was burned, and the ashes formed in the midst of a pile of ashes from before Shabbos. So the newly formed ashes never existed separate from the permitted ashes formed before Shabbos. So therefore they're going to be batel. But he says, if they existed separately, these ashes, and then they got mixed together with the other ashes, the principle of bittel will not work here, because once it's independent, and then it becomes mixed together, the principles of davar sheyesh lo matirin, where the iser that gets mixed in, if it has the ability to become mutter later after Shabbos, the principles of bittul would not allow it to go ahead and become mutter based on the bittul. It'd have to wait till after Shabbos. So that's the example he gives with the water that comes out of a tree. Unlike water that is coming from rain, because water from rain, we say, is like the second category of nolad. It was already formed in the clouds before Shabbos. So, when you have the water that comes out of the tree, which is totally new water, so now, if it mixes into the water, it's not going to be batel, because they formed outside the water and then later became mixed. So when they fall into the water, into another water, this is going to be the issue of davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to be batel afilu be'elef. Now, a very practical, common application of this ruling is that water that drips from a running air conditioner is formed by condensation and is pasture similar to the water that drips from trees discussed here. Therefore, such drops are considered nolad and l'chayre cannot be moved. And if they drip into a receptacle containing water, the entire mixture is usser. Now, this becomes very complicated because if that's the case, then how can you go ahead and put a kli under the water on Shabbos? It's going to be mevatel kli meheichano. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos gets into this whole issue, what should be done in those scenarios. Nonetheless, the place can say that it's permitted to wipe off moisture which is condensed on a window because that is insignificant and batel to the window. Whoo! We now move on. Sif katan lamid gimel. It's dafka if the davar hamutter is chasher for the davar iser. Vim shneim shavim. What if the two items are equally important? Then he says, usser. Then it's going to be usser to move the kli that holds them. Kasu ha-poiskim. The poiskim right. The imlechola olam maheter chashuv yosel. Didei eno chashuv azlinam basa didei. V'hu adin imcha. The poiskim say that if to the world at large, the permitted item is more important, but to him, it is not, we follow his mindset. The same is true in the opposite case. An example of this would be, for example, if you can, you have a case of eyeglasses and money, okay? Even though the cash is more valuable than the glasses and is thus more important to most people, the owner may view the glasses as more important since he cannot function properly without them, and they are not immediately replaceable. Sif katan lamid dalid, the tam heter tiltul. So what did we say, the Shulchan Aruch said, what's the basis for the heter, for such a heter tiltul? He said, to indirectly move the muksa wood chips, because he said it's impossible to take hold of the ashes alone, even if one were to discard them from the shovels. So Mr. Gru here explains. Rote Salomar, the lama besimen shintes sif gimel, amrina beperes amunacham in evan besal, the afagad asal u buses liyisri laheter, mikol makom hecha de ashes lo yitata laperos, the azal, kolz man shev and munafsham. He says, back in shintes sif gimel, we saw that regarding fruits placed together with a stone in a basket, that even though the basket is a buses for both usser and mutter items, nonetheless, where it's possible to avoid, one must not move the fruits with the basket while the stone is still there. Rather, what should he do? He should first shake out everything onto the ground and then gather the fruits in the basket and carry them. Right? So he says here too. Where one needs the ashes, which are not muksa, nema the inara kitma im ashivay etim ala aretz va'acha yichach yikanes hakitma levad tocha kliv yitaltel makom sheyitza. So let us say that he should shake off the ashes along with the wood chips, which are muksa, onto the ground, and then gather the ashes alone into the kli, and move them to the place he desires. That's why the Shulchan Aruch here states that it's not possible to subsequently gather the ashes alone. Mishum deshivay etzim haynu shvarim ketanim or pechamim ketanim she'iyav shalitol ha'efer mibaladam, because the wood chips are small chips or small cinders such that it is impossible to pick up the ashes without them. In fact, the Magen Avraham paskins that even if one is able to isolate the ashes, but only with great effort, he's not obligated. For example, the ashes are thin and difficult to gather. He's not obligated to do so. He can move the shovel with the ashes and the wood chips. Interesting, that Mr. Brewer doesn't bring this psak because many achronim disagree.
Now the Ramah had said another scenario where he would not be able to knock off the and knock off the mukta. He says the Ramah says in sarach l'makom hamachta. So look at Sifkat on Lamed Hey. He says l'makom hamachta. He means to make use of the place the shovel occupies. Does he have shovel narak? Because then once again, also it's impossible to shake it out. Because the contents will fall onto the place that he needs to use, and therefore the chaim etal la kulu biyachad. Therefore, he can move it all together because this is moving based on tiltul minatzad. It's moving with tzorech mekomo. Continue on the shulchan aruch. Vim eino tzorech ella legufa machte lo yitaltenu kemoshi. If one only needs the shovel itself, he cannot move it as is. What he must then do is first shake off the ashes and the wood chips where they are, and then take the empty shovel. And the Ramah continues, so too if one could shake off just the mukta item alone, he should shake it off rather than moving it together with the mutter item. This is the Beis Yosef, the shame of the Shuvas HaRash. And then he ends off and he says, all of this only applies when the mutter item was with the forbidden item from before Shabbos. Aval im haya iser alav levad. However, if the aser muksa item alone was upon the kli is a basis and lo mahani masheniach etzlo aheter b'Shabbos. And therefore, and then placing a permitted item next to it on Shabbos is not going to be effective to negate this status, this status. Let's see the Mishnah Brura here. Sif katan lamid vav. Inayala efer, he must first shake off the ashes. V'ika hefsei benir, if shaking it out entails a loss, ein sarach anar, he need not shake it out. For example, if the mutter item will be damaged or lost if shaken out, commotion is bar besimin shintes sif gimel sif katan lamet zayin ha iser alav levad, the mukta item alone was upon the kli. This is where the Ramah, okay, it goes on to say that if the mukta item alone was on the kli, rotzolomar, this means to say, therefore, placing the permitted item next to it after Bein HaShemashos is not going to be effective. Because even if the mukta item were entirely removed from there, the kli would nevertheless remain usher as a basis. Because it became mukta, the basis, Bein HaShemashos. And therefore, it's going to be usher the entire day. Like we saw at Sif Zayin. However, if a mukta item was placed on a kli during Shabbos, since the kli, since the kli was not mukta during Shabbos, this buses, it is now a question of what mukta for just a portion of Shabbos. And we have established the ein mukta, the kaimelon, the ein mukta lechatzis Shabbos. We've established that there's no mukta for a part of Shabbos. El kolz man she'isa munachalav aser betiltul. Rather, the halacha is in such a case that only as long as the mukta item is on the kli, it can't be moved. Therefore, he says, kolz right. El kolz man she'isa munachalav aser betiltul. Al kain mukta laniachalav davar shalatir achashav yaser betiltul akol yachad. Therefore, in such a case, he could then put on in the middle of Shabbos something that is more chashuv. Hetter that is more chashuv u'metalta lakol biyachad and carry it all together in iyav shalom l'naya iser misham, if okay, provided it is not possible at all to shake off the forbidden item. Of course, once again, if it is possible, he must do so in order to avoid actually transporting the mukta item. Even though he created a scenario right now, it would not even be a basis for that amount of time. Of course, you still have the Isser item on it, the Muxa item on it. Finally, Siftes, Teva sheyesh b'davar hamutar l'taltal umos im amos einam ikar mutar l'taltal lo kamoshi al pi atznayim shenis baru b'machta. If you have a case of a box that contains both an item which is mutar to move, not muksa, and coins, if the coins are not the principal item, then the box can be moved as is according to the conditions that we already outlined in Sif Ches concerning a coal shovel.